Yeah, and I think something that you brought up in your portion of the talk makes sense to bring up again here, in that if you are taking a successful round of antibiotics, it's not a lifelong endeavor. It's going to be a week or a couple of weeks. And so because of that, I think we need to expand and keep safe the medicine cabinet that we can reach for. So that has two angles to it. One is finding new antibiotics, which was not your question, but I think it's very important. And the second is deploying them in ways that are rational and smart so that we don't encourage resistance. I mentioned the United Kingdom, Canada, and the US during my talk as being kind of the global leaders in shaping policy around proper use of antibiotics, but there's still a long way to go. And I don't mean that just globally, I mean within the United States as well. So this takes place at many different levels. It's at the level of policy, it's at the level of insurance companies and best practices, and it's at the level of patient-doctor relationships and how they're actually understanding what diseases might be treated with what.